I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Ed McBroom for his thoughts on a recently enacted deer baiting and feeding ban in a portion of the Upper Peninsula. It was put into effect late last week by the Natural Resources Commission in an effort to curb chronic wasting disease in the UP deer herd. State Senator Ed McBroom is not pleased. Here's more with Ed McBroom.
Yeah, it's 660 square miles, and it's around my farm, basically, because that deer was discovered here last summer. I was part of a surveillance program. We've been turning in deer heads for the last 4 years to the department, and they go off, and they do a test on them. I did it for years, never heard anything, and then all of a sudden there was one. But we're frustrated about it for a number of reasons. One, when you check around the country of other states that have had a problem and they've implemented some sort of ban, there's very little consistency on how the bans were done, and yet, some of the experts came in and just presented it as if this is what everybody does, and that was not true. And the results then that come from that are very spotty and hit and miss and are not consistent either. So, one of the points Representative LaFave points out is there's nothing about this ban that is somehow assured to affect the problem. Whether it's to slow it down or stop it altogether, we don't have any evidence that really shows that doing that will change the outcome of the disease progression. Meanwhile, what will it do to the actual amount of deer that we kill, that we harvest, that we manage? And that seems pretty obvious that it's going to negatively impact that. So we're upset about that. Me, one of the primary things I've been trying to get done is to get the NRC to come to the UP and have a meeting on this issue before they would implement this very dramatic and different policy upon the Upper Peninsula, and they just wouldn't do it. The department held some listening sessions around the UP, and I appreciate that, and people should have gone more diligently than some did. But overall, the opportunity for people in the UP to go face-to-face with the folks who are making the decision, with the full panel, was important. And the legislators of the Upper Peninsula, including the Speaker of the House, submitted a request saying, please, have your meeting in the UP at some point before you make this vote. The hunting season is not till fall anyway. And they turned us down. And whether you want to talk about Line 5 or this issue or a lot of other things, it's just very frustrating to all of us who are representing the UP in the legislature that, it seems, again, that the Upper Peninsula's voice is not willing to be heard.
We're talking to State Senator Ed McBroom today, talking about this recently announced deer baiting and feeding ban in a section of the Upper Peninsula by the Natural Resources Commission. I have to ask you this. It was one deer in this area that was located with chronic wasting disease, and now a major ban has been put into effect. Why do you feel that this was too extreme? Why do you feel that that was too big of a decision?
Because one deer, and of course all the farms that they want to participate in this program are right along the Wisconsin border, as mine is, because we suspect the disease will come across the river. So we found that one deer, and last fall that initiated an enormous increase in the surveillance. Deer heads from all over this area were turned in, more deer heads than the department even expected through archery and riflery seasons, and no more disease was found. And so we could continue with that increased surveillance, but it seems pretty likely that this was a deer that wandered across from Wisconsin and that we didn't need to go to this baiting extreme, especially if that decreases the ultimate take. That actually means we're decreasing the surveillance by decreasing the ability for people to harvest the deer. One of the other things that frustrates me is there's dozens of farmers in this area growing crops to sell as bait. And they've already planted them and put them in the ground, and to suddenly lose all that sale, I just think was also a very bad decision, unneighborly decision from the department over one deer.
Is there a provision within this ban that is going to lift it, or is this in perpetuity?
So there's no sunset, as we call them, no provision for lifting it. They simply would have to be approached to get them to do that. I will say that our Upper Peninsula representation on the NRC, Dave Nyberg, tried to get the sunset provision added, that after 3 years of clean surveillance that we would lift the ban. It wasn't adopted. That's something that I know we'll be talking about within the legislature to do despite the NRC. you know, coming up this fall, because it just seems like that would be a smart policy to put in place.
It really has a need for more observation and more conversation, doesn't it?
Well, I think so. I'm not saying that there aren't good scientific arguments being made by the Department of the NRC, but if you look at it, there's also good scientific arguments to make the other way, and there's not a lot of evidence to show that choosing this route effectuates an actual solution to the problem. And so you can interpret the science both ways, and I understand that. That just seems all the more reason why taking a more modified approach could have satisfied a lot more people. Let's have increased surveillance. Let's be more prepared. But at the same point, until we see more than one deer, do we really need to take this step? And all the UP representatives on both sides of the aisle have been fighting this issue, just like I alluded to with line five, too. It's just we have so much at stake here, and it just doesn't feel like we're getting heard.
That's the comments of State Senator Ed McBroom. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.